Listen carefully, beloved. This is not an ordinary meeting. It is a meeting called by the Lord Jesus Christ to completely dismantle and His grace
every power, cobwebs, and spirit of poverty. Whatever form of poverty it is, the power of God is here tonight to dismantle and disgrace the power. Get yourself ready. Amen. For those of you who want a large breakthrough here this morning, I want you to first of all pick a song of praises in your own mouth and begin to sing it with a loud voice. Glory of the name of God. So, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Yeah! Here we are!
be swallowing your money. This is a mind animal. Programmed into your body. As I'm speaking out, the thing is running about. But that thing shall run no more. Yes, this is wonderful.
Oh, yeah, indeed.
Yes. Before you sit down, you say this again loud and clear. Thank you for bringing us to this prosperity
land.
A meeting where poverty will be buried.
We
give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. I'm specially praying tonight for those who have been driven to the ocean of despair. Those the enemies are completely frustrated. I'm specially praying for them tonight. Now, right there where you are, let every arrow of frustration go back to the center. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For those who are laboring under curses of poverty, let the curses be broken by the power in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every inherited poverty, the powers of father's houses, meditating against the breakthrough of anyone here. Let those powers be buried tonight in the name of Jesus. And especially pray, Lord, for those that the enemy has pushed into the dustbin of life. Today,
Lord,
receive power. To mount up with wings as eagle. Receive power. Receive power. Receive power. In the name of about Jesus. And as many people as are here this morning, and your words is caged under the waters, collect it back. Collect it. Collect it. Collect it. Collect it. In the name of Jesus. Tonight, Lord, by your power, open our understanding. At the end of everything here tonight, let all the glory belong to you. All the shame to the enemy. All the blessings to us. In Jesus' name. We pray. I'd like you to shake hands with at least 7 persons. You count them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. As a sign of affection. Shake hands with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 persons. Begin to tell them God is going to bless you tonight. You will not go home the same. If you have completed your 7, you may have your
6.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like you to listen to this short message before we now go into our ministrations of tonight. Listen very carefully to this short message before we go into the ministrations of tonight. Tonight is not a night of many words. It's a night to pull down stronghold. And I'm happy with what the Lord has done already. But many, many more things are going to happen here tonight. Turn to that fellow next to you. Look at the fellow straight in the eye. Say, listen, my friend, I shall not die but live to declare the works of God. Listen, my friend, I shall not die but live to declare the works of God. Can you turn to another friend and say that loud and clear? Turn to a third friend and say it loud and clear. Amen. Speak woe unto failure. Speak woe unto failure. Can you say that loud and clear? In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. Deuteronomy 28. I read verse 13. Deuteronomy 28, verse 13. And the Lord shall make the head and not the tail.
Oluwa Yosifi Oshi Ori Ki Yosishe Iru.
And thou shalt be above only.
He was in my lake,
and thou shalt not be beneath.
What he was again?
If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. And the Lord shall make thee head and not the tail. Meaning that those two positions are available. And thou shall be above only, and thou shall not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I commanded this day to observe and to do them.
Ase Oluwa Olorun re ti mo pa fun ole oni lati ma kiyesi ohun ati ma se won.
Look at verse 12.
Je ka wo ese ikejila.
The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure.
Oluwa yo si isura rere re sile fun.
The heaven to give the rain unto thy land in its season.
O orun lati rojo si ile re ni akoko re.
And to bless all the works of thy hand.
Ati lati bu si ise owo re gbogbo.
Thou shalt lend unto many nations.
Iwo si ma win orilede pupo.
And thou shalt not borrow.
Iwo ki yo si toro.
Speak woe unto failure.
Sore egbe si kuna.
I read a story about a man who took his 8-year-old daughter into a supermarket.
Mo ka itan kan nipa okunrin kan to mu omo re obirin omo odun mejo lo si le taja nla kan.
This little girl had done so well in the examinations.
Omo debirin ohun o ti pegede ninu idanwo re.
She scored 100% in all the subjects.
O pegede ninu gbogbo ise ti o nse.
So the father wanted to give her a treat.
Baba re wa fe te lorun.
And took her to the supermarket.
O wa mu lo si le taja na.
And the father said,
Aba re si wi fun pe,
go around the supermarket.
Lo ka kiri ile itaja yi.
Pick anything you want.
Ohun to ba wu ni ko mu.
I will pay for it.
O so owo re.
The little girl said, really?
Omode na ise ota ni.
The father said, yes.
Aba re ni be ni.
So the girl began to move around the supermarket.
Omode ohun ba bere si ni ka kiri ile itaja na.
There are materials in that supermarket that goes for 20,000 naira, 30,000 naira. After this girl had moved about in the supermarket for a bit, she came to her daddy and said, daddy, I found something. What did she pick? She picked a packet of chewing gums.
Omo rubber ti won je lenu.
And the father said, is this?
Aba re tin ke se.
What you want out of here?
O ti wa fe nbi re.
Said, daddy, I don't know how much money you have.
Oni baba won o mo iye owo to nbe lowo yin.
So I don't want to pick something and disgrace you.
Nitori na won o fe mu nkan ti won fi wa doju ti yin.
The father now said to her,
Baba re wa wi fun pe.
So the most expensive items here is 36,000 naira.
Pe ohun to won ju ninu ile itaja yi.
But I have 100,000 naira with me.
Ṣugbọn mo ni ẹgbẹrun ọgọrun naira lapo temi.
You should have picked something better than this.
Ohun to daje le lo lo ye ko mu.
I want to believe God that you are not here to pick chewing gum.
O gbagbọ nu Olorun pe iwo wa sibi lati mu rubber.
You are here because you serve the God of heavens and earth.
O wa nibi nitori Olorun to da orun ohun aye lo nsin.
There are 10 unchanging truths.
Awon otito me wa kan wa ti ki yi pada.
About success and failure.
Nipa aseyori pelu ikuna.
10 unchanging truths.
Awon otito oro me wa.
About success and failure.
Nipa aseyori ati ikuna.
Number one is this.
Akoko obere.
Success is not an accident.
Aseyori ki sesi wa.
It has a root.
Oni gbogbo.
Failure too is not an accident.
Ekuna pelu ki se siwa.
It has a root.
Ouna ni gbongbo.
So whether a man is going to fail or succeed in life, there's a root.
Bi eniyan yo ba se aseyori laye re tabi kokuna yo ni gbongbo.
If there is national poverty, national economic chaos, look at it as a tree.
Bi la si gbo ba nbe ninu eto isuna oro aje orilede.
You'll be wasting your time cutting the leaves and cutting the stems and cutting the branches. You should go right down to the root. So success is not an accident.
Failure
is not an accident.
They
have their roots. My prayer tonight is this.
At
any root of failure in anyone's life must dry up and die. It must dry up. It must dry up and die. In the name of Jesus. The second unchanging truth is this.
Otito ekeji ti ki yi pada.
You are not a failure.
Ni pe o ki se eni ikuna.
until you are satisfied that you are one.
Afi gba to ba to ni itelorun pe eni ikuna ni o.
That is, you are only a failure if you tolerate failure.
Eyin ni pe eniyan yo je eni ikuna bo ba fi aye gba ikuna.
The third unchanging truth is this. God has given us everything we need for success. Many of you sitting down here tonight, your agent of prosperity has been planted inside of you. Part of the purpose of this meeting is that if the enemy has buried yours, you should collect it back. The fourth unchanging truth is this. The only thing that can be achieved in life without any effort is failure. So the man who will not make any effort is already born a failure. The fifth unchanging truth I want you to know tonight is this. Human beings can only stop you temporarily. Only you can stop yourself permanently. If you decide tonight that I will not stay in the bus stop of failure, if you determine that I will not stay in the boat of poverty, it shall be so. The sixth unchanging truth is this. If you have no enemies, it is a sure sign that success has passed you by. Say, I don't have any enemy.
I
have not offended anybody. I'm not wicked to anybody. Therefore, it is a sure sign that you are already in the well of failure. The Bible says, let God arise and let all his enemies, that is the enemies of God, scatter. So if God has enemies,
you'll
be deceiving yourself to say that you don't have.
And
if the enemy has given up on you, it means he has already carpeted you. Truth number 7. Is this. Success is when you use what God has given to you to reach his purpose for your life. Success is when you use what God has given to you to reach his purpose for your
life.
Meaning that a man is a failure when he's not able to really locate what God wants him to do.
It means that a man is a failure when he's not able to really locate what God wants him to do.
Unchanging truth number 8 is this. Money does not determine success. Money does not determine success. Many wealthy people have failed at what really matters in life. Unchanging truth number 9 is this. Education does not determine success. It will certainly help, but does not determine it. Many highly educated people have made fools of themselves and messed up their lives. I know a man who was injecting himself with all kinds of hard drugs.
He was
highly educated. And the wife used to warn him, stop this. But he never could stop until the thing killed him. Unchanging truth number 10.
Otito ikewa ti ki yi pada.
Opportunity does not determine success.
Pe anfani teyan ni ki penu aseyori.
Some have been in the right place at the right time and yet they did not make it.
Won ti wa nibi to to ni akoko to to sugbon won ri ba ti se be ni won saseyori.
What determines success then?
Ki wa lo ohun to npinu aseyori?
The thing that determines success.
Ohun to npinu aseyori.
When you are able to identify the purpose of God for your life and you pursue it.
Oni nigba ti eniyan ba le se awari ipinu Olorun fun aye re to si bere si le pa re.
And this success is when you are in the center of God's will.
Aseyori ni nigba to ba nbe logogo ife Olorun fun o.
And that success then means that you will now begin to prosper in your body, in your soul, and in your spirit.
Aseyori ohun yo wa tumo si pe o bere si serere ninu ara okan ati emi re.
When the Bible talks about prosperity,
nigba ti Bible le ba nsoro iserere,
it's talking about prosperity in about three different areas.
O nsoro iserere ni agbon meta ototo.
That is spiritual prosperity.
Iserere nipa temi wa.
That is material prosperity.
Iserere nipa ohun ini wa.
That is prosperity in your health.
Iserere ninu ilera si tun wa.
So prosperity is not only material.
Iserere ki wa nse nipa ohun ini nikan.
Meaning that we are not here to pray about material things alone.
O tumo si pe o wa sibi lati gbadura npa ohun ini nikan.
Prosperity without good health is not worth anything.
Iserere lai ni ara lile ko ja si nkankan.
Prosperity accompanied by spiritual blindness will lead to nothing.
Iserere ti ifoju nipa temi ntele yo jasire jati jati.
In fact, with that spiritual blindness, you may even kill yourself untimely.
Pelu ifoju okun onitohun le para re lai tojo.
So you need to pray about spiritual prosperity.
Anilo lati gbadura nipa iserere temi.
You need to pray about material prosperity.
Anilo lati gbadura nipa iserere nipa
owo ni. You need to pray about prosperity in your health, your body.
Anilo lati gbadura nipa iserere ninu ara lile ninu agbo ara wa.
This is why some people have written.
Idile tawon kan fi kowe pe
although money is very good.
Bo tile je pe owo dara,
but money will buy you bed but will not buy sleep.
Owo yo ra ibusun fun o sugbon ko le ra orun.
Money will buy you books but not brain.
Owo yo ra iwe fun o sugbon ko le ra opolo fun o.
Money could buy you pews in your church but it will not buy your salvation.
Owo le ra aga ti won fi joko ni ile ijosin sugbon ko le ra igbala fun ni.
Money could buy you houses but it cannot buy you a home.
Owo le ra ile fun o sugbon ko le ra ibugbe.
Money can buy you food but not appetite.
Owo le ra onje sugbon ko le ra ebi ti npa le.
Money can buy you medicine but not health.
Owo le ra egbogi fun niyan sugbon ko le ra ara lile.
Money can buy you pleasure and amusement but not happiness.
Owo le ra adun ati igbadun sugbon ko le mu idunmu wa.
So true prosperity covers your health, your soul, your body,
itorina iserere
and your destiny.
Lotito o ni se pelu ara lile ohun ini re ati ayomo re.
I want you to get yourself ready tonight.
Mo fe ka gbaradi ni asale yi.
The collective poverty of people.
Apapo ise to nse awon eniyan.
It's what results in national poverty.
Ohun lohun to parada to ndi ise to nse orilede.
Collective unrighteousness.
Apapo aisododo.
Is what gathers together to become national unrighteousness.
Lo nkorajopo lo ndi aisododo orilede.
We need to address our individual lives.
Anilo lati dojuko aye olukuluku ara wa.
We'll be able to battle the collective ones.
Nigba lo la o to le dojuko apapo re.
Many years ago, I read this story.
Lopolopo odun so seyin mo ka itan yi.
There was a man that was so aggressive to possess land.
Okunrin kan wa to sha nlo ayipa ati agidi lati ni ile.
They told him that there is a place where you can get land very cheap and you get a lot of land.
Woni bi kan wa to ti ri leri ile ni owo to deju to si ri opolopo ile nbe.
He began to search for the place.
O bere ti wa be.
This man walked almost 300 miles.
Okunrin fere ri buso ogorun meta
to get to this particular village we're talking about.
Lati de ilu ti won so.
So immediately he got to the village.
Nikete to de ilu na.
He met the chief of the village.
O baba ale ilu na pade.
The chief said, "Well, you want land?
Ale lo ni vera ale.
So put your money in this my cap here.
Ko wo re o sinu filami.
You begin to walk.
Be zire lo.
The amount of land you cover by walking.
Iye le to ba le rin.
And you come back here before sunset.
So si pada wa sibi korun to wo
is the amount of land you possess.
Nile ta o ta fo.
The man was very happy.
Inu re ba dun.
This one is very good.
Ah, eleyi ma rorun.
He prepared himself.
O mura giri.
He took his lunch.
O jeun.
And he started trekking.
O si bere si rin.
He will run.
Yo sare die.
He will trek.
Yo rin die.
He will run.
Yo sare die.
He will trek.
Yo rin die.
He will run.
Yo sare die.
He will trek.
Yo rin die.
He covered miles.
O ni opolopo ibuso.
By noonday, he sat down, took some lunch. Started running again. When he saw that the sun was almost going to set, now turn back. And started coming. He ran to. He got to the cap and the chief just as the sun was about to set.
O de ibiti oloye wa ati ibite yin fi la owo wa.
When he got there, he fell down. The chief said, congratulations. You have won so many lands. But the fellow did not answer. By the time they will look at him, he was dead. The chief now brought out a spade and threw it at his servant. He said, bury him.
See?
They now buried the man in a small plot of land.
See?
He was just able to take his body. He was searching for prosperity materially. But he was spiritually poor. God is the ultimate source of prosperity. And every true prosperity begins from the inner man. When God has access to your inner man,
he
is able to change you on the inside. Then the prosperity will radiate outside. Then it will radiate to the environment. And then the environment will change. War is being fought in the world today. Because men and women have this war inside them. This is the war inside of them. They transport to the outside. When there is peace inside the person, the peace comes out to the outside. When there is poverty inside the person, the poverty radiates. So true prosperity, of course, must begin from the heart. That's why the Bible says, son, give me thine heart. That's where God wants to start with. So are you concerned about what is happening to you? Are you concerned about the way the enemy is sitting on your
world?
The first place you want the Lord to walk upon is your heart. Prosperity starts from the inside. If you clean up a pig, and you dress the pig in a three-piece suit, and you put the pig in a very nice flat, very soon the pig will convert that flat to a mess. So if you clean up a pig and put the pig in a good apartment, because the nature of the pig is still there,
the
pig will mess up the whole place. Prosperity begins from the inside. Let me ask you a question at this level. How many of you really want to speak woe unto failure tonight? Let
the
people shout it loud and hallelujah. Let them make it louder than that. Let them shout it at the top of their voice. Let them shout it even louder than that. If you would like to speak more to failure,
oh, sọ̀rọ̀ ìgbé sí ìkùnà láṣálẹ̀ yìí.
And one or two things you have to first of all address.
Nǹkan kan sí méjì wà tá a gbọ́dọ̀ kọ́ dojú kọ.
Look at that book of Deuteronomy.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká wo ìwé Deuteronomy tá a kà yẹn.
Deuteronomy chapter 28.
Orí kejìdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
I'm reading verse 23.
Ó ka ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlélógún.
Deuteronomy chapter 28.
Ìwé Deuteronomy orí kejìdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Verse 23.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlélógún.
This is a very serious scripture.
Ẹsẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run tó lágbára lélẹ́yìn.
And thy heaven.
Ọ̀run rẹ.
That is over thy head.
Ti ń bẹ lórí rẹ.
Says shall be brass.
Yóò jẹ́ ìdẹ.
Notice it says thy heaven.
Ẹ kíyèsí pé ó wí pé ọ̀run rẹ.
Unto every man has been allocated a spiritual here space.
Fún olúkúlùkù ènìyàn láti ṣe àyè kan sọ́tọ̀ nínú ẹ̀mí.
Unto every nation has been allocated a spiritual here space.
Fún orílẹ̀-èdè kọ̀ọ̀kan láti fi àyè kan sílẹ̀ nínú òfurufú nínú ẹ̀mí.
There is something called a personal heaven.
Ohun kan ń bẹ tó ń jẹ́ ọ̀run ẹni.
That's why I say thy heaven.
Ìdí rẹ̀ tó fi wí pé ọ̀run rẹ.
That personal heaven governs and controls your life.
Ọ̀run ara ẹni yìí ló ń ṣàkóso tó sì ń darí ayé onítọ̀hún.
Do you want to speak war unto failure tonight?
Ṣé o fẹ́ sọ̀rọ̀ ìgbé sí ìkùnà láṣálẹ̀ yìí?
The first thing to check.
Ohun àkọ́kọ́ tó o gbọ́dọ̀ yẹ̀ wò.
Is whether your heavens are closed or not.
Òun ni bóyá ọ̀run rẹ ti tì tàbí ó ṣí sílẹ̀.
Check that one very well.
Wádìí yẹn dáadáa.
If the heavens are closed.
Bí ọ̀run ọ̀hún bá ti tì.
Over the head of somebody.
Lórí ẹnìkan.
All kinds of terrible things will begin to happen.
Onírúurú nǹkan tó burú jáì yóò máa ṣẹlẹ̀.
So one powerful prayer we are going to pray for ourselves, for our environment, for our nations today.
Àdúrà kan tó lágbára tá ó gbà fúnra wa, tá ó gbà fún àwùjọ wa, tá ó sì gbà fún orílẹ̀-èdè wa lónìí.
Is for the brassy heavens to be shattered.
Òun ni kí àwọn ọ̀run idẹ kó fọ́ká.
And for the heavens to open.
Kí ọ̀run kó sì ṣí sílẹ̀.
If the personal heaven of a person is closed.
Bí ọ̀run àdáni tí ẹnìkan bá ti tì.
Demons will overcome the person with ease.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí èṣù ní ìrọ̀wọ́ ìrọ̀sẹ̀ ni wọ́n máa borí onítọ̀hún.
The person will start project, he will not be able to finish.
Onítọ̀hún yóò dáwọ́ lé iṣẹ́ kan kò ní lè parí rẹ̀.
The person will abandon his project of prosperity and go to what will not make him prosper.
Onítọ̀hún yóò dáwọ́ nínú iṣẹ́ tí yóò mú ṣe rere, yóò gbà tọ ohun mìíràn tí yóò mú ṣe rere.
If the personal heaven is closed.
Bí ọ̀run ènìyàn bá ti tì.
Nothing will go smoothly.
Ohun kankan ò ní lọ dédé fún.
You start a business, another person start the same business. But one is prospering, the other does not.
Yóò bẹ̀rẹ̀ òwò kan ẹlòmíràn bẹ̀rẹ̀ òwò kan náà tí onítọ̀hún tó ṣẹ̀ bẹ̀rẹ̀ yóò ṣe rere tirẹ̀ ò ní ṣe rere.
When the personal heaven suffer, a person is closed.
Nígbà tí ọ̀run àdáni ènìyàn bá ti tì.
The person will plant much but bring him very little.
Onítọ̀hún yóò fọ́nká púpọ̀ ṣùgbọ́n yóò kórè ohun díẹ̀.
The whole of life becomes a struggle.
Gbogbo ayé rẹ̀ yóò wà di ogun.
That would be what you call profitless hard work.
Ohun tí à ń pè ní iṣẹ́ àṣekára tí ò lérè yóò wá jẹ́ ìpín rẹ̀.
The person may go for deliverance, read this scripture, read that scripture, confess this, confess that.
Onítọ̀hún lè lọ ṣètúsílẹ̀ kó ka ẹsẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run eléèkójẹ́wọ́ ọ̀tọ̀hún ṣùgbọ́n.
But the problems remain the same.
Ìṣòro rẹ̀ yóò dúró tiri.
Simply because the heaven is
closed. Nítorí pé ọ̀run rẹ̀ títì.
When a personal heaven is closed.
Nígbà tí ọ̀run àdáni ẹnìkan bá títì.
The person will labor so much but achieve so little.
Onítọ̀hún yóò ṣakitiyan púpọ̀ ṣùgbọ́n àṣeyọrí díẹ̀ ni yóò rí.
And the virus are released unto the labor of the person.
Àwọn ajẹninu wọn ó sì jáde wọ inú iṣẹ́ ọwọ́ onítọ̀hún.
The person will be living on old or past achievements.
Onítọ̀hún yóò máa wá gbé ìgbé ayé rẹ̀ lórí àwọn àṣeyọrí àtẹ̀yìnwá.
Even in your spiritual life you notice there is no fresh fire.
Kódà nínú ìgbé ayé ẹ̀mí onítọ̀hún yóò kíyèsí pé kò sí iná tuntun mọ́.
And your prayers now become an ordinary noise.
Àdúrà rẹ̀ yóò wá di ariwo lásán.
Sometimes during the prayer the mind wanders away.
Nígbà mìíràn láàárín àdúrà ọkàn rẹ̀ yóò máa rìn ségesège
kiri. Bible reading becomes dry.
Kíka Bíbélì yóò gbẹ burúkú.
Quiet time becomes dry.
Àkókò ìdákẹ́jẹ́ yóò gbẹ yányán.
Because the heaven is already closed.
Nítorí pé ọ̀run rẹ̀ ó ti tì.
When the heaven so far a person's head is closed.
Nígbà tí ọ̀run tó ń bẹ lórí ènìyàn bá ti tì.
The person finds it so easy to coexist with darkness.
Yóò rọrùn fún onítọ̀hún láti máa bá àwọn ohun òkùnkùn fẹ̀gbẹ́kẹ̀gbẹ́.
We had a prayer meeting in our church at Ikeja some time ago.
A ní pàdé àdúrà kan ní ẹ̀ka ìjọ wa tó wà ní Ikeja nígbà kan rí.
I will pray some prayer that day.
A sì gbàdúrà kan lọ́jọ́ náà.
At every agent of darkness in my house.
Ṣé gbogbo òjíṣẹ́ òkùnkùn tó ń bẹ ń lé mi?
Be revealed.
Kàṣírí wọn
tú. Be exposed.
Kí a kan fara wọn.
There was a woman that had just lost her husband.
Obìnrin kan wà tọkọ rẹ̀ ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ aláìsí.
She came for that meeting.
Ó wá sí pàdé ọ̀hún.
She prayed that prayer.
Ó gba àdúrà yẹn.
She prayed that prayer.
Ó gbà.
Immediately she got home. The Spirit of God moved her. And she spoke to her housemaid.
So you
are an agent of darkness. The housemaid said, "Madam, you mean you are just finding out? Who killed your husband? This is even your son. He's possessed. I took him to our meeting at Witchcraft Coven. She was amazed. When the heavens are closed, you coexist easily with darkness. When the personal heavens are closed, the expectation of the person is cut off most of the time. You invest much, you don't bring anything out. You have this satanic dominion fighting against you. Businesses will be running into debt. There will be scarcity of testimonies. There will be no vision, no dream, no revelation to teach you where to go. There will be unexplainable hardship. Darkness will be running after you instead of light. Anywhere you go, your presence will seem to ignite a thread. The worst thing about closed heaven is this. It provides a comfortable condition for the spirit of poverty to operate. Tonight, I want you to close your eyes. Raise up one hand to the heavens. As many people as will cry out. When I say cry, I mean cry. Maybe your own is academic blockage. Marital blockage. Health blockage. Just find that the enemy is blocking your way. The first area to check. Is the heavenlies. Raise up your right hand to the heavenlies. Sisters, are you there? Can I hear your yes? Sisters, are you there? Sisters, say this after me. All heavens of my prosperity. Sisters, shout it louder than that. Brothers, can you shout it as loud as then you open your mouth wide and say, receive God, who is in heaven.
heavens will correct the spirit of poverty to operate.
Ọ̀run tó ti yóò fi àyè gba ẹ̀mí ìṣẹ́ láti ṣiṣẹ́.
And the spirit of poverty has so many children.
Ẹ̀mí ìṣẹ́ ó sì bímọ púpọ̀ jọjọ.
Lack of ideas.
Àìní èrò.
It's a child of the spirit of poverty.
Ọmọ ẹ̀mí ìṣẹ́ ni.
Laziness, slothfulness.
Ọmọ ẹ̀mí ọ̀rọ̀ ìṣẹ́ ni.
Pestilence and famine.
Àjàkálẹ̀ àrùn àti ìyàn.
Bringing agents of darkness into your business.
Bí ni mo jíṣẹ́ sátánì wọnú òwò rẹ.
Breach of business promises.
Kí ènìyàn máa da àwọn májẹ̀mú tó dá lẹ́nu òwò.
The mismanagement of funds.
Gbogbo ṣíṣe owó lò.
Children of the spirit of poverty.
Ìwọ̀nyẹn ọmọ ẹ̀mí òṣì ni wọ́n.
Direct attack by the enemies against your wealth.
Ìgbógun látọ̀dọ̀ ọ̀tá lórí ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ.
Demonic business capital.
Kí ènìyàn fi owó kówó ṣòwò.
These are children of the spirit of poverty.
Gbogbo ilé wọ̀nyí ọmọ ẹ̀mí ìṣẹ́ ni.
All the nakedness in the dream.
Gbogbo rírí ara ẹni ní òwò ló ṣàlá.
Secret things that drain money away.
Gbogbo àwọn àìsàn tó ń gba owó lọ.
Constant disappointment on fulfilled promises.
Àwọn ìjákulẹ̀ gbogbo ìgbà àti àwọn ìlérí táwọn èèyàn múṣẹ.
Conversion of businesses to dungeon or desert land.
Sísọ òwò di aṣálẹ̀ tàbí òkìtì ọ̀gbọ́n.
All these are children of the spirit of
poverty. Àwọn ilé wọ̀nyí wọ́n jẹ́ ọmọ ẹ̀mí ìṣẹ́.
I want you to understand this very well.
Mo fẹ́ kí eléyìí wá dáadáa.
If we live in sin.
Mo bá ń gbé nínú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
And disobedience.
Àti àìgbọràn.
We are living in ignorance.
A bá ń gbé nínú àìmọ̀kan.
We are trying all kinds of methods that are ungodly to look for money.
Bí ènìyàn ti gbìyànjú onírúurú ọ̀nà tí ò bá t'Ọlọ́run mu láti wá owó.
We are stingy towards God.
Tá a jẹ́ ẹni tó háwọ́ sí Ọlọ́run.
We are ignorant about how to get ourselves delivered.
Tá a jẹ́ aláìmọ̀kan nípa bá ó ṣe tú ara wa sílẹ̀.
When we do not seek first the kingdom of God.
Nígbà tá ò bá kọ́kọ́ wá ìjọba Ọlọ́run náà.
And his righteousness.
Àti òdodo rẹ̀.
The heavens remain closed.
Àwọn ọ̀run yóò dúró ní ṣíṣe.
You say, what do we do tonight?
Ẹlẹ́ wa wípé kí la ó ṣe láṣálẹ̀.
The first thing to do tonight is to surrender your life to Jesus.
Ohun àkọ́kọ́ tá a gbọ́dọ̀ ṣe láṣálẹ̀ ni ká fi ayé wa fún Jésù Kristì.
To repent.
A nílò láti ronúpìwàdà.
You need to repent.
Nílò láti ronúpìwàdà.
If my people, the Bible says.
Bíbélì wípé bí àwọn ènìyàn mi.
Are called by
my name. Tí a pe orúkọ mi mọ́.
Shall humble themselves.
Ọba lè rẹ ara wọn sílẹ̀.
You need to repent.
A nílò láti ronúpìwàdà.
You need to humble yourself.
A nílò láti rẹ ara wa sílẹ̀.
You need to repent.
A nílò láti ronúpìwàdà.
You need to humble yourself.
A nílò láti rẹ ara wa sílẹ̀.
Those are keys towards you speaking word to failure tonight.
Kọ́kọ́rọ́ ni wọ́n jẹ́ sisi sọ̀rọ̀ ìgbé sí ìkùnà láṣálẹ̀. Fi ayé rẹ fún Jésù.
Repent.
Ronúpìwàdà.
Humble yourself.
Kò rẹ ara rẹ sílẹ̀ níwájú Ọlọ́run.
Humble yourself before God.
Rẹ ara rẹ sílẹ̀ níwájú Ọlọ́run.
If you have been taking financial advantage of other people, stop doing so.
Bó bá ti ń yan àwọn ènìyàn mìíràn jẹ nípa ètò ìṣúná owó, dẹ́kun àti máa ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀.
It is the blessings of God that make it rich.
Ìbùkún Ọlọ́run ni mu ní là.
Without adding sorrow to it.
Láì fi làálàá kankan.
Those are keys.
Kọ́kọ́rọ́ ni wọ́n jẹ́.
To use to speak war unto failure.
Nínú sí sọ̀rọ̀ ìgbé.
Surrender your life to Jesus.
Fi ayé rẹ fún Jésù.
Repent.
Ronúpìwàdà.
Humble yourself.
Rẹ ara rẹ sílẹ̀.
Don't take financial advantage of another person.
Má yọ ẹnikẹ́ni jẹ lórí ètò ìṣúná owó mọ́.
Hate poverty with perfect hatred.
Kórira ìṣẹ́ lákòótọ́.
Hate it with perfect hatred.
Kórira rẹ̀ pátápátá.
Hate it with perfect hatred.
Kórira rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ìkórira tó pé.
Commit yourself to living a life that wants to fulfill the eternal purpose of God.
Fi ara rẹ jìn láti gbé ìgbé ayé tó fẹ́ mú ètò ayérayé yé ti Ọlọ́run ṣẹ.
Contribute willingly and generously to the needs of others.
Máa dá sí láì háwọ́ àti láì kẹ́gàn sí àìní àwọn ẹlòmíràn.
Use your possession to further the kingdom of God.
Lo ohun ìní rẹ láti mú kí ìjọba Ọlọ́run tẹ̀síwájú.
All these are keys to you speaking war unto failure tonight.
Gbogbo ilé wọ̀nyí wọ́n jẹ́ kọ́kọ́rọ́ tí ènìyàn lè lò fi sọ̀rọ̀ ìgbé sí ìkùnà láṣálẹ̀
yìí. We need to surrender our lives to Jesus.
A nílò láti fi ayé wa fún Jesus.
We need to repent.
A nílò láti ronúpìwàdà.
Humble ourselves.
A nílò láti rẹ ara wa sílẹ̀.
We need to completely depart from the pattern of sin.
A nílò láti jáde pátápátá kúrò nínú ìlànà.
Hate poverty with perfect hatred.
A nílò láti kórira òṣì tàbí ìṣẹ́ pátápátá.
We need to stop taking financial advantage of other people.
A sì nílò láti dẹ́kun àti máa yan àwọn ẹlòmíràn jẹ́ nípa ètò ìṣúná owó.
We need to lure others to the level of contributing towards their needs.
A nílò láti ní ìfẹ́ àwọn ẹlòmíràn débi pé a ó lè dá sí ohun tó jẹ́ àìní wọn.
We need to use our possession to further the things of the kingdom of God.
Nilo lati lo ohun ini wa lati mu ijoba Olorun tesiwaju.
Tonight, you have a wonderful opportunity to possess your possession. Immediately I stop speaking now. You are going into a ministration as directed by the Holy Spirit that will release breakthroughs to everyone gathered here. So the 21 prayer points I want you to pray after I've finished speaking now.
They are
specifically targeted to meet all needs of people who are gathered here today. Some have come here one way tonight. But definitely before the end of this month, they will have cause to glorify God and to
serve.
Rise up on your feet, beloved. Rise up on your feet.
Kadi de duro.
All eyes closed.
What do
you see if you are here tonight and you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus? Don't bother praying about prosperity. God is not obliged to bless a person who is not his child.
He
said, man of God, yes, I want to prosper. And I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I don't want to live in poverty. Wherever you are, all eyes are closed.
So,
man of God, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Just raise up your right hand where you are. God bless you. I see those hands. God bless you now. Wonderful God, I thank you for this, your children. I pray that the decision that I've taken tonight shall be permanent in their lives. The Lord your God shall write your name in the book of life. The Lord your God shall keep you standing by his power. And it shall be well with you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Today that you have surrendered your life to Jesus, I command every problem working against your life to disappear. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Loud and clear. Say it with all the anger that you can gather. Every failure in my family life. And you are under a covenant to die this year. And you don't want to die. Those are the people I called. Okay? Those of you at the front, you will say this with holy anger. While the rest of us will pray another prayer. Those of you at the front, say this after me. Every covenant of death. with familiar spirits. That's what you should be praying now. Pray it with anger. Everybody, all of that person will say this loud and clear. Say it with thunder in your body. Say it with all kinds of seriousness that you can gather. Inherited backwardness. In the name of Jesus. Let your power begin to move from person to person at this altar. The spirit of death that has entered into your life from the group of familiar spirits, I bind it, I cast it out. 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 I bind it and I cast it out. I bind it and I cast it out. I bind it and I cast it out. In the name of Jesus. Begin to breathe in and out. Breathe in and out through the mouth and through the nose. Do it aggressively. Because that demon of death is coming out. 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 Lord, I decree that this your children shall not die of you. To declare the works of God in the name of Jesus. I break the yoke of the spirit of death. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, pray. You may go back to your seat rejoicing. You shall not die but live. To declare the works of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody say this after me.
People go away by it, tell me.
Every satanic investigation into my future.
Bobo, why did you buy your wife to be like a satan?
Can you say with holy anger? Shout it loud and clear. In the name of Jesus. Satanic investigation to your future. Command it to die. In Jesus' name we pray. You will say this loud and clear.
Oh,
God, arise. And break the confidence of the wicked. It's a serious prayer. The enemy that is so confident that you cannot
prosper.
It's time for the Lord to break their
confidence.
Can I hear everybody say it loud and clear? Shout it with a holy anger. In the name of Jesus. Let the confidence of the wicked be broken. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We pray. Number two. Those who despise me.
I want you me.
Shall witness my progress. Can you say that again? Yes. Shout it louder than that. Yes. Shout it louder than that. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say that one. Number three prayer. Every good thing. Stolen from my destiny in the dream. Can you say that loud and clear? Possess you by fire in the name of Jesus. Mosekate aboshente rabakare bosende. Riboko pente sete aboshente rabakare. In Jesus' name. Say this after me with holy aggression. Firing.
Bobo fere yago fun satani.
Scaring away my benefits.
Tole anfani mi danu.
Be silenced. Dakeje. Can you say that loud and clear?
Ubelo rara.
In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. I decree that before this month runs out, you shall possess your benefits. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. You may have your seat. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. If you are in this program now, and the enemy is troubling your marriage, rise up on your feet now. And everybody will pray, including yourself, like this. Every witchcraft arrow fired against my marriage, die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Kill the arrow of the enemy fired against your marriage. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. There are three sisters standing on their feet now. The strange woman walking against your home has circulated your name into terrible places. And as a result, you have so many arrows hiding in your body. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And those arrows of darkness have been taken out. That's the first person. That's number two.
NKG.
And that's number three.
At the end of the
thank you, Jesus. I decree that the marital stress will come to an end tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You may have your seat. God bless you. If you are that person, you are here, your children have traveled for years, you have not heard from them. Your children are rich over there, you are poor over here. The Lord has released your breakthrough tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone who is here who is believing the Lord for business explosion. You don't just want an increase, you want an explosion. Rise up on your feet now. Pray this with anger. Pray it very well. Say, I rise above all the unbelievers around me. In the name of Jesus. Receive the power to rise above them. The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful God, we thank you for this morning. It is written that your people shall on the hills raise up their
heads.
Their
helps
comes from the Lord who makes
heaven.
The sun will not smite them by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall keep your going and your coming out. The Lord shall keep in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague move near your camp. As you go away from here, the prosperity of the Lord shall overshadow your life. Your enemies shall see you and they shall flee. But it is written that they that come against you shall flee from before your face. They come against you one way, they shall flee in 7 minutes.
your enemies shall flee from before your face.
And
the glory of the Lord shall fill your life. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now, for those who believe that the Lord has prospered them in this service, I want them to sing these three songs at the top of their voice. Sing it louder than the person close to you. Sing it with faith. Sing it with power. These three songs will put a seal on all the miracles
that
I'm serving a God of miracles. I know, yes, I know. I'm serving a God of miracles. I know, yes, I know. Sing it out loud. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you. Sing it out loud.
Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. We thank you, we thank you.
He's a king of kings. He is the Lord of lords. Sing it, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yeah, he has you and he's a king. He's a king. He's a king of kings. He is the Lord of lords. Sing it,
Jesus,
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 Jesus, Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.